The nation's newest school voucher law is being called both a small step and a giant leap. The Colorado legislator who wrote the law says it's a small step because it applies to only a tiny fraction of the state's school children. Even so, when fully implemented, it will be the largest voucher program in the country. And it's the first new program since last summer when the Supreme Court found school vouchers constitutional. From member station KSUT, Eric Whitney reports.
At the Love Christian Fellowship School in Northeast Denver, students take a break from classes every morning to attend chapel.
Well, we thank God for the messenger of God. We thank God for the love of God.
The pews in the basement of this converted apartment building are already crowded with about 75 uniformed students. But Principal and Pastor Tamara Kwanza says that now that school vouchers are legal in Colorado, she's preparing for the student body to as much as double in size next fall.
Parents tell me all the time there was some way that they could find the money, they'd send their child here. So yes, we are preparing for the growth explosion. I just believe that this is going to be greater than anything that we've anticipated or thought possible.
Kwanza's school serves exactly the population that Colorado's voucher law is designed for, low-income minority students who live in a district with a high number of underperforming schools. Republican Representative Nancy Spence, who wrote the law, says she wanted to keep its focus narrow.
I don't think that the people of Colorado are ready to support a universal voucher that would allow those parents who have their children in private schools now to take money from the public system and fund those tuition costs.
Spence has seen several large-scale voucher proposals fail in Colorado, both in statewide referendums and the legislature. So she wrote her law as a pilot program that phases in the number of eligible students, starting with just 1% of kids in the 11 participating districts next fall. That number steps up to no more than 6% in the fall of 2007, maxing out at about 20,000 students. That's a number that scares voucher critics.
It's an incredibly big step.
Ron Brady is the president of the state's teachers union.
Particularly in the perspective that our Colorado budget right now is the worst it has been since the Great Depression.
The teachers union has successfully fought off vouchers for the last 13 years. Brady is concerned both with the precedent passing a voucher bill in Colorado sets and its impact on schools that are already struggling to make ends meet.
The difficulty that we will have with the potential over 4 years of 20,000 students leaving a public classroom for a private or religious school, the money that they would take with them could exceed $200 million.
Colorado probably won't be the only state to see thousands of students eligible to take state funding to private schools. There are voucher bills currently pending in Louisiana, Texas, and Florida. Josiah Pedersen, a policy analyst with the National Council of State Legislatures, says that all this activity in the state houses can be traced back to both President Bush's strong pro-voucher stance as well as June's favorable Supreme Court ruling.
Well, I think it definitely had a large effect, emboldening proponents of voucher programs to go ahead and try to move legislation forward.
In fact, Colorado lawmakers are still considering two more voucher bills this session. Senator Ed Jones hopes momentum will carry the one he's sponsoring into law, too.
You know, we got our heads under the tent now, and we just want to move on. We want to create more and more choices for these families who are enslaved in these bad school systems.
The Colorado Teachers Union is threatening to fight their voucher program, saying it violates Colorado's constitution and language against public funding for religious institutions. The same battles can be expected elsewhere if more and more voucher proposals become law. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Denver.